ജീവിതത്തിൽ യാത്രകളാണ്. എവിടെ പോയാലും ഞാനിവിടുന്ന് പുറത്തേക്ക് ഇറങ്ങിയാലും യാത്രയാണ്, തിരിച്ച് വരുന്നതും യാത്രയാണ്. എൻ്റെ യാത്ര തീരുന്നൊരു സമയമുണ്ട്. വി ഹവ് അവർ ഓൺ ടൈം, ദൈവം അനുവദിച്ചിരുന്ന ടൈം.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How you say good morning in Malayalam?
You used to say good morning.
Okay, so this is the same, you see. Because you just mentioned you have a problem with switching into some other language.
Because like we say hello. In Malayalam also it's hello.
Okay, then simple. Hello.
And like namaskaram.
Yeah. You're passing through Auroville on your cycle.
Yeah.
And last night we had a chance to see a beautiful documentary. Although to me it's more on the edge to be documentary and really nice short movie, yeah, about the couple. You started to travel about a week ago, yeah?
Yeah.
So what is the purpose of your traveling?
Why I travel? Because like in cycle, this is more than an experience. Like just to travel in some other medium and show to the people. A cycle is the best medium to understand the cultural difference and feel everything while traveling. That's one point. And other is, this is a tribute to Vijayan and for the couple, basically.
Okay, now we have to rewind, yeah.
Yeah.
You made the movie, yeah?
Yes, I made the movie.
What is it about?
It is about a traveler, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But he runs a small tea shop in Kerala. And they like to travel. And they want to see the places around the world. It is about their willpower. And I wanted the people who see the film should understand they also had a tremendous power inside to do anything possible they wish for.
Like, that's probably the title coming from The Invisible Wings, yeah?
Yeah.
About the willpower. You are otherwise also a filmmaker, yeah?
Yes, I'm a filmmaker.
So, where was the decision? Because you live in the area where these two people are running the tea shop. Because you classify it as documentary, so it was decision on the spot to do the documentary about them, or
the thing is
how it happened, because like, it's probably the flow of the circumstances.
No, like I know this person by media and newspaper for very long. Mm-hmm. Like I keep on reading about this guy, but I never met. But I was not fantasized with like what he are doing. Like he's traveling, he's doing his work, he's traveling. So we are all in the same way. We are doing something and we are keep following your passion.
Mm-hmm.
So once I went to the shop, and whatever I read was completely nonsense. It is a very outer periphery of Vijayan and Mohana.
Mm-hmm.
So he, he's very, he's living in a great ideology. He's a very good base.
Mm-hmm.
About travel, about life and everything. So I thought, while seeing Vijayan directly in the tea shop, thought like, if I make a movie on Vijayan, it will definitely go in the deeper sense. The person who can see the film at least got like invoked by the story.
So what is actually behind it? That you're trying to say that the newspapers are not really correct with the way they describe couple is traveling.
They just come to the tea shop and interview them and just go and publish the...
Mm-hmm.
That is what many of the journalists do. Many of the 90%, but 10% is exceptional. Like they do the story in a very in a soulful way.
Mm-hmm.
But the 90% of the journalists and TV and I don't know. It is a criticism. Like they actually come and see the film. They just want a story.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but a few of them very done very nice. When I went there, I see this man is above all that barriers. Like very satisfied with his life. So that's what I found, and he's very happy also.
So normally, when at home, what him and his wife are doing, they're just selling the tea, yeah?
No, they are selling the tea and
the snacks.
And snacks is there, and some puri and vada and all the stuff is there.
Like any other?
Not any other. They got very limited menu there. Like puri, vada, and some other parampuri, like in the banana fry, like that. It's like a 4 or 5 dishes is there.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no staff. Like Vijayan and Mohana and the brother-in-law and the daughter.
That's
sometimes they only work hard. Like they work hard like anything. I seriously know how they are working.
It's a hard work because it's hot, you know, standing behind the milk. And
correct.
So that inspired you to make a movie, and you were creating the movie, as you explained to me earlier, year and a half, yeah?
Took year and a half year, because when I first met him, we don't have any connections, like, we're just meeting a person, and for after 2-3 days, he asked me, why are you just roaming around the T-shop, like, every day? And I don't, like, I
want to
make
smart guy.
Yeah, I want to make a document, like, I want to make a movie on you. Like, he simply said, yes, you can, like that. So, till that day, I took an office just beside his T-shop to see every day, like, you know. So, after, in 4 months, like, in the continuous... So 4 months I was going to his T-shop and keep on talking, and the relationship got better and better and better. So flow of energy is there, like, we can talk anything.
Yeah.
So from then we start recording the tapes. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a recording of 20 hours of talking just flawlessly. He tells anything, like, like from the childhood to anything he can explain.
And I can bet he also got a good sense of humor, right?
Yeah.
You keep saying we, so it's you and more people, I mean...
No, for in the pre-production, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And after 4 months, like, the DOP involved and the screenplay writer, and Adira Rairath, she was full-time with me, like... he was very comfortable working, like... the thing is, in 4 months, we were talking many things, and sometimes these guys will come. When we actually going to record... From the 20 hours tape, I edited 6 minutes of the audio, and I want to mock it again, like with the real emotion and how we hear it now. And so we went with the all crew, like the proper audio recorder and all the crews, and we went to the home. He's like, he cannot do anything, like, he was just sitting and he cannot utter any word.
So he had the confidence. So
he doesn't have the confidence to say that the performance was very personal talk. Like, he can talk anything. I can talk to anything. So he wanted everyone to go and me to record the audio. I was not a professional recorder or something. So we canceled the day's recording. And after 2-3 days, I record for 4 or 5 days continuously. Like, we might record 1 or 2 minutes or 30 seconds per day. And he just amazed me. He the kind of emotion he gives in the voice, like, when we tell this kind of emotion we wanted when he say this, he completely accept it and says like that. It's a complete, you know, professional.
Yeah, I've seen the movie and it's actually like perfect. Yeah. So you were working on the movie for a year and a half. Where the money came from?
I borrowed every single money, but when the first
the total production of the, because you were leaving basically from your hometown, you went there to live with the guy to see what and how
it's
doing.
Like, I was staying in Cochin, like, in the Ernakulam for a period of 5 years. Like, I was there for work, and happened to meet him. So that's it. After 4 months of pre-production only, I came to know this is a very big subject. Like, it is, the content is very big. So I want the movie to produce it in a way, like, I want to tell the video every frame in a visual way, visual matter. Like, if a person who doesn't understand a regional language, Malayalam, would not understanding the Malayalam, he or she wanted to, the visual should communicate the message. After you watch the entire film, at least some idea should hit in their head, rather going with the subtitle or stuff. So I want to make every narration in a very very visual manner. So the budget is needed, like, a lot of budget is needed. I first asked to my friend, like, Vijay. He's a very close friend of me in Calicut. Straight away he gave me some money, like, 2-2.5 lakhs he gave it, and that was a start. And then it is keep going, like, many people gave, and I randomly meet many people, and one point of time I stuck, like, there is a heap budget of 14 lakhs in a time, and I want more money to make the film. But somehow, I don't know, for God's grace, it is keep on coming, and till now it's fine. But I have to repay the amount in some time.
So the part of your traveling also to do the fundraising for that, to return the loans and stuff.
Like, I'm not looking for a crowdfunding for this film, but I want to sell the film now. I really tried to raise the money to keep the film as a film itself, not like an advertisement. I still didn't get an idea to how to crowdfund it, and so I thought I want to sell the film. And I happened to meet a guy from Ogilvy, O&M, Bombay, and they are very happy with the film, and they are trying to service the film, like they are talking to the clients, and if something work out. And I want a very genuine client to buy my film, like client who really gives out good values and all. So Ogilvy somehow managed to find a client who is very proper and who can just do justice to the film. So the talking is going on. I don't know how it shaped up. Like after the ride, I'll get it.
They are not going to work.
And in the meantime, because you are inspired by the way that Vijay and Mohan are traveling, you also travel on a cycle, yeah?
Yeah, I'm traveling. They're like, they might land now in America. Yesterday, while we are seeing the film, they're flying.
You said they're flying?
Yeah, they're flying.
And so where are they going now?
They might be in LA, I think. I don't know. LA maybe.
Nice. And you're traveling with cycle. You started, about a week ago?
About a week ago. Today's ninth day.
Where did you start?
From the tea shop, from Cochin.
You started exactly from the tea shop?
From the tea shop. I want to do that. Like this is actually more like, okay, we can put it anything like that. I do for this, I do for that.
They started at the same time, no?
No, they started after 7 days, 7-8 days. Like seventh day event. This is my very personal tribute to the couple. Like they inspired me like anything. So that's why I jump off the cliff. Like
that's an easy show.
Yeah.
How did you plan the trip? I mean, you're gonna be on a cycle what? Few months, 3-4 months?
It was like initially the plan was 40 days.
40 days,
but it is again getting extended. Like I wanted to travel till Kanyakumari to cover under Kerala. So the trip will be more like 60 days now. So I add 20 days more, and I add 1 or 2 days to Pondicherry. So got more screening. So the dates are getting added.
And whatever you stop, you screen the movie.
What, Batman?
Because you came to Orville and you screened the movie last night in Kalakendra Square Circle Gallery. You also doing that in other cities you stopped?
Yeah,
you also
screened
in Pune?
No, I started from Cochin, stopped at Thrissur, I screened there. Then again, I started to Palakkad, I screened there. In between also, if I get some audience, I screen. Just because I don't have any speaker with me, portable speaker, I cannot go to the audience. But even if I find someone interesting, I'll go directly to him, talk to him, and give him my headphone and show them film. That's a very good experience. Like.
Not really, but you also extend your traveling, right? Because you will get, it's a human relation.
Yeah, but...
Okay, you're screening... a week now, so what is the response of the audience?
I already done 30 screening.
Wow.
30, like many cities got, Coimbatore got 6 screenings. Till now in Aravali, in Pondicherry Aravali, and today the screening is there in Arodhan Art Gallery. And Alain Francis is trying to screen it on Saturday, and we're talking to Sadhana for us, like, I don't know what
it's
to say. So I'm trying many parallel things in cafes and so schools, and also I'm after this interview I'm going to search for places to so I can screen the film.
What is the response of the audience?
It's just like you've seen the film and you have to give a response to.
My response is particular because there was nicely surprised, I have to say.
Yeah. I find people are very moved by the film, like they really like the film. Many of them connect with their personal life. In Oroville, I find it very great because we are all very like-minded people. Like my initial thinking, when the day I start the movie, I told Gaurav in Facebook, I want to ride to Pondicherry and do the first screening at Oroville. Like that, what was my mindset? But it's again changed. It came to ride, and part of the ride, I came to Pondicherry, like in Oroville. This film connects very much to the Orovillians, like, I don't know, with the people who are...
Everyone.
Yeah.
Where did you hear about Oroville?
See, this actually, I don't know. I got
this
feeling.
That's your first visit, no?
This is the very first visit, because I got a very good picture about Oroville, how it will be, and I don't know, from past many years, I know Oroville. Like, I don't know from internet. I don't know where the message... I don't know where that message came from. Like, I know or I will learn this kind of places. I dream about these kind of places. Like, in my childhood, I personally wanted 3 or 4 hills, like mountains, to be owned and live freely in that. Wow. So that was my biggest dream in childhood.
Imagine.
Yeah, we
it might
like
be,
that.
Yeah. You never know what will happen.
Not like a very hypocritic, like, not like that huge man, like, a very simple, like, anyone can welcome, like, that kind of, I want to do that.
Community life.
Community life. No politics, nothing, and it is very hard. When the second person is involved,
consciousness is really still on a political
when
level.
When second person is involved in anything, the politics will happen. Ego is happen, selfishness will come. So, I don't know, I don't want to comment about that.
So you heard about the Orville before, yesterday you screened the movie. Are you planning to participate on Orville Film Festival? It's coming up this year in September 2015.
I very much love to, like, if the film accepted after selling also, it might be an advertisement after 2-3 or 3 or 4 months. I accept it, it is very much fine. I don't know, there are many criteria in film festivals that you should know, you do that, so I don't see any point in that.
Yeah. Besides the Invisible Wings, did you release any other movie?
No, before 5 years before, I done a music video. Mm-hmm. It was a very, very personal work for my friend Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I done a music video for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-minute music video. It's very personal stuff, like in Kerala. It's a very regional based. The last work was my before 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the course of making a movie, feature-length movie, mm-hmm. On kids. Like, the kids are acting in that film. So I was working on that film. In mm-hmm. between, I found Vijayan and Mohan, and I mm-hmm. wanted to do.
That's
right. I found this is a need of time, like this kind of film, mm-hmm. The Positive King films. Even the film I'm going to do is a very inspiring subject.
Mm-hmm.
But that takes time, like. I have to find investors for that, and I have to have to really make them believe that it's gonna work. But it's very hard to invest 3 or 4 crores and make them believe. And I think now the response is getting great after making this film, Invisible Wings, and many of the guys called me and maybe we can sit one more, like. Maybe we can work out something. So this is happening. Something's happening there. I don't know.
So as more you are traveling, more the doors are opening to you.
Correct. More doors are opening. Mm-hmm. Meeting many people. Like,
it's a human connection. Hari, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm pretty sure we'll see you in a few months on the film festival.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Okay.